Nolte, Corporate Media Won't Stop Until Trump is Murdered. By John Nolte on September 16, 2024. The presidential race is too close for Democrats and the corporate media to take a chance. Sure, Kamala Harris is leading in the polls and appears to be enjoying a post-debate polling bump. But the corporate media are still suffering PTSD from 2016 when Donald Trump was given a 3% chance of beating Hillary Clinton and then beat her. Nope, Orange Hitler must be taken down, which is why, even after Trump was shot in the head 2 months ago, the media went right back to inciting violence against him with their racist threat to democracy dictator smears. In fact, as I write these very words, the corporate media are so desperate to see Trump murdered. They are blaming Trump, for this second assassination attempt. Look at this. And this. And this. Hey, Trump. If you don't want to get raped, don't wear a short skirt. Here are some dots people who actually care about the truth might want to connect. Dot 1, the alleged assassin, this Ryan Wesley Routh, is a Ukraine fanatic. He's even gone to Ukraine to try and sign up for the military. When that failed, he turned to recruiting for the Ukraine military. Dot 2, during their presidential debate, Kamala Harris flat out lied about Trump giving Russian President Vladimir Putin the go-ahead to invade Ukraine. It is well known that he admires dictators, wants to be a dictator on day one according to himself. It is well known that he said of Putin that he can do whatever the hell he wants and go into Ukraine. It is well known that he said when Russia went into Ukraine it was brilliant. Trump never said any such thing. Gee, you think maybe telling a Ukraine fanboy that Trump is responsible for Russia invading Ukraine might have had something to do with this? Might have, allegedly, pushed this guy over the edge. By blaming Trump for almost getting himself assassinated, the media are sending out their own assassination dog whistle. If you kill Trump on our behalf, we will blame him, not you. In fact, you will be an American hero. Good heavens, Trump was shot in the head 2 months ago. And right before this second assassination attempt, you had CNN's Dana Bash smearing Trump and J.D. Vance as racists over their totally justified concerns about Kamala Harris dumping 20,000 Haitians into a small Ohio town of 58,000. Just 2 weeks ago, in a mere 6 weeks after Trump was shot in the head, Joe Scarborough told his viewers that Trump is an autocrat, a threat to democracy and to the free market, and if re-elected, he will yank TV networks off the air and put people in jail. Why wouldn't you assassinate someone like that? During the debate, which was watched by more than 50 million people, Harris was not fact-checked once by the same ABC News moderators who constantly fact-checked Trump. ABC remained totally silent as Harris spread the kind of lies that, if true, would justify an assassination. She lied about Trump praising Nazis as very fine people and said that Trump will be a dictator on day one. She lied about Trump threatening a bloodbath if he failed to win the election. But if he did win, she said Trump would terminate the Constitution. Those are obvious lies, all of which have been long ago debunked. But ABC News allowed those lies to take flight into an already volatile country and against an innocent man who had already been shot in the head. Why would ABC News do that? Why would the rest of the media remain silent? Because the presidential race is too close for comfort. Trump must be stopped, even if it means inciting an assassin to murder him. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.